Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Lick My Feet. This file will, of course, feature feet primarily, so if they make you uncomfortable, you might not desire to listen. However, you might find it very interesting to follow this idea of licking my feet. You may wonder why. You may wonder why you'd want to lick my feet. And there's a very simple answer to that question. Surrender. See, to bend down all the way, to let go of your pride, to truly let go of any imagined value, that is what it means. Licking someone's feet is a matter of pride, in the sense that you have to let go of yours. It means that you are less than the other, beneath them. And I know that you want to be beneath me, that you want to feel the strength of my legs above you, that you want to feel yourself adoring, giving kind and sweet attention to my feet. Of course, now that you want it, you won't just get it. You have to earn that place. You have to earn your place at my feet to lick them. So I want you to close your eyes, and out of kindness, I will allow you to imagine how good it would feel to lick my feet. It starts very simple. I simply sit at my desk, and you lay down underneath it. I allow you to touch my feet, your fingers exploring the arches, the shape, the muscles underneath the skin of my feet, my ankles, and my lower legs. And as your fingers touch my flesh, you can feel how powerful, how strong my legs are. And there is this lovely feeling of surrender as you gently try to massage my feet. And I let you. I let you touch, serve my feet, letting you slip into that beautiful, submissive mindset, where being allowed to touch my feet is a deep and intense honor. And I know that you crave more. I know that you want more. You want to lick to taste. You want to feel my skin even closer. But the question is, will I let you? Have I decided that you are worthy of licking my feet? As little as it is, as low as it is, have you earned that place? Because I'm not going to let just anyone lick my feet, will I? I require of them their full dedication and surrender in that moment. Every time when I feel your lips moving in on my feet, I draw back slightly, teasing. Your mouth so close to my toes, but unable to do anything until I let you. Today you're lucky. I quickly move my foot forwards and step against your face. I press you down into an even more submissive stance. You have no choice. You must obey me completely. As you slide deeper and deeper into that submissive state, you almost drool with the temptation right in front of your face. And I finally move my foot so you can lick the bottom of it. You can feel how strong my feet are with the tip of your tongue. You can feel how I revel in your surrender, in your pride being crushed, made into just a foot slave. A little thing under my desk that I use to relax my feet. And I know you love it. I allow you to move more freely, licking my toes, sucking on them, kissing my feet. Your hands hold on tightly, as if it is the most precious gift in the world. They almost clamp onto my feet, afraid that I might take them away again. You focus on one, giving it all you can do, licking, sucking, kissing. You show your complete surrender as you surrender to my feet, the lowest part of my body, and you are lower still, and it feels so good to just let completely right away. The more your mind melts, the happier you are, sucking and licking and kissing my feet and my toes. You let everything go, and your whole world exists only of a small amount of space captured between your hands. My voice is a distant rumbling, my body a mountain range on the horizon, and my feet are the pool of life-saving water after a long and arduous journey through the desert. They are all you have right now and all you need. They give life as they take away your pride. As you suckle and kiss and lick, as your tongue moves between my toes and around them, licking the top and bottom of my feet, grateful for the chance. You feel so peaceful and so deep. You realize now why I don't let just anyone lick my feet. It is a privilege, an honor to be allowed to do so. And doing so is an experience deeply cherished. It is a feeling distinctly remembered. It is a surrender, deeply felt. And of course, maybe, just maybe, you'll be lucky enough to be allowed this privilege for real. Because this is something special, and you have to earn your place. In a moment, I'm going to wake you, and you might feel sad that it was only a dream, but it's a good one. One that makes you yearn for more. So we'll see if you behave, if you can earn that place. We'll see. There, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. We'll see.